we touched on the cause, the enmity with God, and the, I think in one passage it talks about enmity in our minds, the unwillingness to hear and believe God. And so that's the source of troublesome times. It's the abandonment of God. In chapter 1 of Romans is when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. And so if we are to really understand what is ours in grace, we have to understand what is the reality of the circumstance, of the situation. And very often we forget to understand the holiness and the righteous standard of who God is, and to appreciate what extent he has gone, as we've been sharing, to bring us to this place of peace with himself. And I wanted to go on to the next point about this matter of peace with God is, I think one dictionary says, an harmonious relationship now between God and man. To really appreciate that what God is doing is removing all of the hindrances. He has removed all the hindrances. He's found his just answer in the death and the resurrection of Christ. And now he removes it and he invites us now to not just to be contrary to him in our minds and in our behavior and our actions, but to be on his page, to be in a harmonious relationship with him. So maybe we could have a couple of thoughts on this movement in a harmonious relationship with God.
Well, we see in the world, for example, there is no peace. And people are striving after their for their rights or their position or their whatever. They feel as if, you know, something has been robbed from them, or they're looking for righteousness. But there'll never be peace until righteousness is established in the world, in the land. And then peace flows. I'm speaking now of the millennial kingdom of the Lord Jesus. There we see that principle of what we have for us personally now as believers. We've been reckoned righteous, declared righteous, therefore we have peace. Just look at Isaiah chapter 32. Brother mentioned, I think he mentioned his prayer, Melchizedek, that he's king of righteousness and king of peace, those two features. And that characteristic of the Lord Jesus will be brought out in power in the age to come, in the millennium. So in Isaiah 32, it says in verse 1, behold, a king shall reign in righteousness. Verse 17, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. So the reason why there's no peace in the world, because there's no actual righteousness. You know, the governments are crooked. Everybody's after their own thing. And this type of thing. When the righteous king will come, then there will be peace on the earth. For example, Psalm 72. We could say, and all of us, whether you're a believer or not, you could say there is no harmony in the world. There is no harmony between people. There is no harmony between nations. There's no harmony between people within nations. So Psalm 72, messianic prophecy, we get, and this is speaking prophetically of the Lord Jesus Christ, his millennial kingdom, speaks of the king in verse 1. And thy righteousness unto the king's son. Then it says, he shall judge the people with righteousness and the poor with justice. He will give the poor their due, right? Those that are trodden down. Then it says in verse 3, and the mountains shall bring peace to the people and the little hills. How? By righteousness. Verse 7, in his days shall the righteous flourish and an abundance of peace, so long as the moon endures. So we see this principle, whether it's in the age to come or whether it's personally now for us, that before there can be peace, righteousness has to be established. And thank God in our case, those who have believed in the Lord Jesus, we've been reckoned righteous. So therefore, now we have peace with God. The world awaits it. Doesn't believe in it, doesn't believe it's coming, but it does await it. We await it. We know it's coming.
And the peace with God, again, it is the basis for all of this harmony that we are talking about. It is peace with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Not just Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ, our Lord. So this whole matter of harmony, we said peace is not only the absence of enmity, but the presence of harmony. Now, today, people speak about harmony. You want to be in harmony with the universe. You want to be in harmony with your environment. You want to be in harmony with your own soul. And completely takes eyes off what faith link you with. Faith link you with an object that's outside of yourself. That is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And that's where peace comes from. So this whole idea of religious harmony, if I do my duty, and if I accomplish everything, I might have some peace. I have done my thing. But if you ask anybody who link himself with peace as a result of doing something, you would say, well, have you done enough? And there is always that, maybe not. And maybe I'm going to have to wait till the very, very end to find out if I did it right or not. The other thing that's infiltrating our society today, people say, well, we don't want a religion. We don't want a religious harmony. We don't want a religion anything. But we want spirituality. You need to be a spiritual person. So what you do, you light candles, or you sit in a dark room, or you do whatever they tell you to do. And this way will bring some kind of inner harmony with your soul, with the universe, with whatever they tell you. It is so satanic, actually. And it really takes our eyes off the Lord Jesus. That does not bring peace. As a matter of fact, these people have more anxiety than anybody else. Peace here is really that I am confident because through Jesus Christ our Lord. And when that relationship is right, because that is really the source of man's disturbance and difficulties and everything, is that he have no peace with God. Therefore, he have no peace with his neighbor. That's just what it is. If you have peace with God, you will have peace with your neighbor. You could analyze what's going on in the world the way you want to analyze and come with every solution about it. If there is no peace with God, and I think what Brother Brian is speaking, of course it will be in complete display when the Lord comes to reign 1,000 years. But today, in the Christian company and in your soul and in mind, we ought to have, if we have the enjoyment, we have it. But if we have the enjoyment of that peace of God, I will have peace with my neighbor.